Just one question in the halakha. Again, might seem obvious, the answer, but again, we try to understand the different opinions and how they came to the conclusion. The question today is, what is the beracha that is made on sugar? That would include persons eating sugar plain, or he's having, let's say, candies and things like that, which obviously has the main ingredient as sugar. What would be the beracha? So there's an interesting halachot gedolot, the Bahag, and he writes, and I quote, "Sukar kane dile vaday etzu," which means the sugar cane itself is considered an etz, it's a tree. "V'chinat ele inche," when the people plant the sugar cane, "name adata de sukar nat ele," they're planting it for the sugar. "U'mibarchin ale bore pri etz." So the Bahag holds that the fruit of the sugar cane is considered the sugar, and that's what they're planting it for, and therefore the berachan sugar is bore priyaitz. And then he says, "V'it the amre." Some rabbis want to say that sukar v'kanya de sukar, the sugar and the cane of the sugar, is bore priyadama. V'lav mishum the svira lu de kane lav etzu. Not because they hold that the sugar cane is not a tree; it's a tree. Even though it's a tree, kevan delav pira kamafik velo pira kaachlinam lo mitamar lan bore priya etz la bore priya adama, which means they're holding, so to speak, that it gets downgraded because it's really not considered the fruit of the tree. I mean, the sugar cane is a piece of wood, and so there's some juice that comes out of it. So they say you can't call it a regular peri that grows on a tree; it's coming out of the tree itself. So therefore, downgraded to a bore pri adama. So you see already, the Bahag already brought two shitot. Harambam himself in the halachot, in Perek Chet, from Ilchot Berachot Halakha, here, and this is his language, "Hakanim ha-metukim, she-sohatim otam bashirim mimehem ad she-yikpeu v'yidmu la-melach," which means they make this salt-like crystals, which we call sugar. "Kol ha-geonim omrim she-mevarchim ala bore pri adama." All the Geoni wanted to say it's Adama. "Umiksatam amru bore pri ha'etz." "V'ani omer she'en ze peri." It's not called the peri. "Ve'en mevarchim alav ela she'akol." It's not, the only beracha you make on it is she'akol. And he wants to say that it's not worse than honey. So it's like the honey that comes out of the dates is a she'akol. So too, the juice, the ze'ah that comes out of this sugar cane, also is going to be a she'akol. Comes out, it's a three-way mahloket. Maran, in Siman Resh Bet, alakat tedvav, was posek, ala sukar, mevarech, alav, she'akol, niya, bidbaro. Now, Maran was being posek she'akol because of the rule of sefek berachot, which means it's already a three-way mahloket. Plus, we have the Rambam that said anyway you're supposed to make a shakol. So to be safe, make a shakol, but a safek, it still is. That's why the Birkat Hashem in his halakha comes out in Chelek Gimal, in Perek Zayin, on page Kuf Lamed Chet, "Ubedi Avad, Mishberach Alav Bore Pri Adama Yatsa, Vechen Mishberach Al Sukar Shnasit Mekanes Sukar Bore Pri Haetz Yatsa," which means Bedi Avad, if you made an etz or an adama on sugar, yotze. She comes out of person, takes a candy. Right? Candy sugar. What is a candy? It's all sugar. So it comes and says, bore pri etz on the candy. Bidi avad, the beracha counts. Or he made a bore pri adama on it as well. Bidi avad, yotze. It's all sugar. And therefore, if the beracha on sugar is a safek, lechatela we make a shakol. But our main point is today that sugar, lechatela, shakol, yamad baro, bidi avad, adama, or it's you are your team.